This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Conan's fired up about the Jedi. He's talking about this code, I guess, that the Jedi have. There's a claim in the news from a mom who is proud, apparently, of her son for not fighting back against bullies in elementary school. He was apparently beaten up and took the beating and then went to mom and told her about it and said something about how he, you know, was trying to be like the Jedi, because apparently he believes the Jedi are pacifists. And not that I think there's anything wrong with pacifism. I have a lot of respect for somebody who chooses to be a pacifist, because it must be very, very hard to not, you know, it's one thing to not defend your own self, but to not defend others, you know, when somebody else that you care about is being, that's one of the reasons why I couldn't do it. I flirted with the idea of being a pacifist. I mean, I am against aggressive violence, for sure. I don't think there's anything morally wrong with doing defensive violence, you know, defending oneself or one or others. And I think there's an interesting moral argument for pacifism. But all that said, I can't see standing by when somebody's being hurt.
There's some pacifists that will go so far as to, like, not even swat a fly if it lands on their arm.
Or a mosquito.
You know, one thing I have noticed about pacifists is that they are aggressive in a way. They're passive-aggressive.
Oh, you think?
Oh, most definitely. And I actually, out of this room with the three of us, I would say that you, Mr. Freeman, are the most passive-aggressive of us all. I've seen you in action dealing with politicians and dealing with people who get a little uppity. I've seen you throwing it right back in their faces, and I have to tell you, you know, sometimes I would rather get punched than dealing with a passive aggressive person, because that's just something. It's like I can't fight back. It's like if you are
right, I'm not touching you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a wordsmith and you're really quick on your feet, I mean, you really can walk circles around some of these guys. It's like, wait, if you throw a punch at me, I can at least defend myself.
I've never understood those accusations personally of me being passive-aggressive, because I don't feel aggression. I'm not interested in aggression
or putting anything in its place. It's kind of a snarky kind of a comeback kind of a thing. It's where I don't think it's something that you realize. I believe that it is it's just something that you've grown in, you've evolved into to react to bad behavior or to authority. It's just how you handle it. I don't know. Have you ever been in a fight?
Like a
physical fight.
Years ago.
Recently.
Recently, no.
I mean, I'm not talking about.
I think we're all in fights.
Yeah.
which, by the way, that's good that you brought that up too, because where do fights in our present day society, where do they actually take place?
White nationalist rallies and schools.
Well, two big places. And how often do white nationalist party events actually
not
take
often,
place?
Not often. Yeah.
No, where they all take place. School.
Right. Government institution.
And prison.
And a government institution.
And not only do they happen a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's part of that clique. It's part of that society.
Everybody remembers the school fights, right? With
you get out of school and it's just like bam. You go get a job, you go work with people.
People respect each other, and
people
they help
respect each other. They help each other, and if they don't like each other,
they go away.
They just go stand in separate corners. But
if you hang out at a bar long enough, you'll probably see a fight at a bar.
When there are mind-altering substances involved, yes. That's when your inner ape, your inner reptile come out, and that's hard to try to hold off.
I remember one of the first fights I ever saw was there were two women fighting each other in the street outside of my elementary school.
Women? Students.
No, not students, because I was elementary school.
Were they moms?
Like, I don't know what they were. I think they were just neighborhood denizens. The area that we were in wasn't the best neighborhood.
Well, back
they
to
were
this,
tearing off each other's clothes. That
back
kind of
to
fight.
This Jedi code, which I find completely contradictory. Everything, okay. This whole thing, there is no emotion. There is peace. I call bull. Then second one, there is no ignorance. There is knowledge. Once again, if it had said something like, try to defeat your ignorance by going out and collecting
right.
knowledge.
Knowledge is the opposite of ignorance, right?
Right,
learning.
But you just can't say there's no ignorance, because, yeah. I mean...
Did George, what's his name, Lucas, actually write these, or is this like a fan essay?
I'm not sure. I know the Sith code was written, and it has been adjusted over the years by the fans. I'm not sure.
This is garbage.
I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you so far on this.
There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony, there is no death, there is the Force. Blah, 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 blah. All right, whatever. The Jedi didn't make it because they followed this crap. Because this is just...
This is nonsensical.
This is exactly what they say to the addict. Hey, Mr. Addict, it's not about choice.
Mm.
It's not about choice at all.
You're a victim.
You're a victim of chemicals. Mm. You're a victim of your own evolution. You don't have any control over this. It's kind of a twist on
mm-hmm.
I like my Catholic priest one a little better. The one where they take all your emotions, they take this away from you. They take the ability to go out and get married and have to have a real relationship with another human being. They take that away from you, and what do? Your human nature, your human reptile comes out, and the next thing you know, you're doing what the Catholics
so,
well, the Catholic
Conan,
priests do.
The Jedi code that you read, apparently, according to the Star Wars wiki that I'm looking at, was the refined version established by Odan Ur, who apparently is some
one of the
Star
authors?
Wars. No, he's some Star Wars character.
Yeah, I know, but who created?
Hold on,
who created Odan Ur?
I don't
there are
know
books,
if he's
right.
Right,
There's
there
books.
Are a bunch of books, so I don't know if this came from one of the books.
Have it you says, read the books, Conan?
No, but I played the video games, okay. And this code is strong in Knights of the Old
so
Republic.
Says,
so the code's been around for
the original
of years.
Version of the code mm-hmm. is emotion yet peace, ignorance yet knowledge, passion yet serenity,
ignorance
chaos yet harmony,
yet
death
knowledge?
Yet the Force.
That
so,
doesn't. What does that mean? Ignorance. Yet knowledge.
You might be ignorant, but also there's knowledge. So the original didn't have as many words.
I see.
So the updated version is the one that Conan's arguing about, where it says there is no emotion, there is peace. The original said emotion, yet peace.
It's so
it's acknowledging. Yeah. No, it's acknowledging that you can have emotions, but find the peace. Is how I'm reading this.
Yeah.
That's the way that it should be, but what happens, you get a young Anakin, and he has to follow this code, and he's like, well, maybe I don't like this so much, and then some Palpatine comes by and is like, hey, look, man, I could teach you how to use your power. You know, you don't have to follow all this. There's no emotion crap. I know you've got emotion. I know you're human. I know you're human.
Right, feel the emotion.
Let it out.
Right.
And apparently Luke Skywalker updated the code even further, to say Jedi are the guardians of peace in the galaxy, with no reference
just
to emotion.
Propaganda. It's just straight propaganda.
All right, now let's...
But again, all of this sounds like fortune cookies to me, written by some little green man that lives in a swamp.
Okay, with the exception of the first line, I actually like the Sith code. The first line, of course, is peace is a lie, there is only passion. All right, that's kind of... maybe not. But then the second one, through passion, I gain strength.
Okay.
Through strength, I gain power. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, my chains are broken. The Force shall free me.
Damn.
Almost kind of the Force shall set me free,
yeah.
Kind of Matrix-y. I got to get into that.
Now, you said you watch The Matrix every single year.
I watch the first Matrix once a year.
Wow.
And I'm a huge fan of a lot of the fan theories that are out there.
Yeah.
I have a couple of favorites.
Like the one that Neo Smith is actually the one.
You just, huge spoiler, but yeah, Neo is just like...
well, that's not a spoiler, it's a theory.
It's a fan theory.
Yeah, just like the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter was never the one.
Oh, really?
There was another kid who was actually the one, and I believe that was...
Really?
It's not just a fan... I believe that the author, Rowling, had intentionally written the books that way, but yeah.
What do you mean that... Harry Potter wasn't the one.
He was not the one.
The one was from The Matrix.
There was also
Harry Potter.
There was
withers.
Also the foretold one, the one in the Harry Potters,
but the one that's going to kill Voldemort, right?
Correct.
That the wasn't Harry Potter.
No.
See, I forget. I only seen these movies one time, so I don't remember who killed Voldemort. But he did die.
As far as in the Matrix, well, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Lots of spoilers.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is just a matter of a few weeks away at this point. October 27th and 28th. In Austin, Texas, that's where you can go to enjoy some wonderful networking, innovation, and entertainment. Some of the speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now to get your tickets, and we will look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. I'm looking forward to it. It's always a fun event, a great Bitcoin conference that we've had the pleasure of being at for the last, every single one of them, actually. So we'll see you there. And in fact, we've seen a number of our listeners that are from Texas and the Austin region there. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Once again, October 27th and 28th in Austin, TexasBitcoinConference.com. We can talk more about the movies and the Star Wars and the Jedi and Conan. I know you got more to say about that. We'll get into it here. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, I know you were calling about something else, but since we're on the topic, your comments on Star Wars. Are you a fan?
I do not watch a lot of movies, and I do not really involve myself in fiction. So no,
Star Wars was like 40 years ago. So like, did you see Star Wars back in 1977?
No, I never have. I never bother with it. Yeah, no.
Just, there you go, Daryl. You've got something in common with Sarah.
All right. Every now and then that happens.
Well, go ahead with what you're calling about, Sarah.
Yes, Ian. I was wondering, are you going to start or join an anti-Amazon self-checkout store?
No, why would I do that?
Well, you're so concerned about like cashiers losing their jobs.
Oh, no, I'm not at all, actually. Not at all.
I only
brought that up to ask you how you felt. So what you're referring to is
Amazon has a self-checkout what?
You haven't heard about
store.
This?
They have a store. So they look have, up they Amazon have physical Go. Stores now?
Look up Amazon Go, Conan. For listeners unfamiliar, Amazon 2 years ago in Seattle started a test program. They opened up a store where you have an Amazon app on your phone. You walk in.
Or other mobile device.
Or whatever. It's got to have some way of interacting with the turnstile. So there's a turnstile that lets you into the store. You use your mobile device with the Amazon app to get into this turnstile. You then go in. You get your little basket. Fill it up with whatever you want, Conan. So it's like it's fresh items mostly, not all, but you know, like stuff you can grab off a shelf, like a sandwich.
So far they've got four stores.
Yes. So they started with one in Seattle. They added two more, I think, in Seattle and one in Chicago.
Yep.
And the idea is you just load up with whatever it is you want. Maybe grab your lunch, grab your dinner, whatever you're getting. Grab a snack or something like that. And then you just walk out of the store.
Yep.
There's no actual cashier.
But this isn't new.
It's 2 years old at this point, but they're talking about rolling out.
They tested it. Now they're rolling out more stores.
They're going to roll out a few dozen, apparently, over the next couple years, and then maybe as many as 3,000 is the supposed plan that was being talked about this week. Sarah called in as a result, actually supporting that. And I was just asking you, Sarah, trying to come at it from the perspective of, well, what about the cashiers? Personally, I accept progress as something that just, it's natural, it happens, and people are going to lose their jobs as
otherwise,
a result of this progress.
Otherwise, we'd still be, Sarah might like this, we'd still be carting around on horses.
Well, actually, that was the reason why I asked, because I wanted to find out what you thought, Sarah, and it turns out you're in favor of the Amazon stores. You're in favor of this particular progress.
Okay, here's the thing is that how come you attacked me when I supported the bus drivers, the self-driving buses? You wanted to know why I'm so much for the bus drivers losing their job.
Yeah. It's called playing devil's advocate. It's called playing devil's advocate. I take a position in this case on that to ask you how you feel about a thing so we can find out what Sarah believes if you want to know what I actually think, I'm in favor of all these things. I'm in favor of development. I'm in favor of technology. And I understand that means people are going to lose their jobs. But the good news is there's other jobs that will be created.
Correct. And that might actually reduce the cost of things.
Right.
So that you can actually buy more.
With the same amount of money.
And because you've freed up that position, now you have more opportunity. Maybe it's the owner of this particular store. You have more money to spend on other things.
Right. I don't think it's necessarily a happy event when somebody loses their job. It's usually unexpected. It's usually, you know, a shock to the system. Sometimes they're not ready for it. But almost every time, at least I've seen this happen so many times, where somebody will lose their job and it's like, look, this is just your next step. It's just, you know, one door closes, another door appears, which you can then open up and walk through.
You know, I think the younger generations are, I don't think they have any problem with this, and they're going to be much more capable of embracing this move, because we are the generation who changes jobs every 6 months. Now, we work part-time this, part-time that. I'm all over the spectrum. But I know a lot of the boomers, they've worked one job their entire lives. It's all they know. It's all they love, and it's like,
sounds awful.
I can understand how they could see a job being lost and having to go and find another. To me, it's like, I'm looking forward to it. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the thing is, why are the bus drivers so fearful of the unknown? You know, like you said, you know, when they lose their driving job, there's going to be other computer-related jobs coming up. And also, if robots are doing all of the work, they would have so much surplus of money that all of us would get the universal basic income.
That's where we're going to split. So I agreed with what you were saying about why are these bus drivers afraid of the unknown. That's true. People are, not just bus drivers, but people generally tend to be afraid of
change.
Yep. Because it does represent an uncertainty, right? Like when you lose your job, you're not sure where things are going to go from there. And if you haven't been inculcated with the idea of, hey, look, everything's going to be okay, just look for opportunities, get out there, put it out there that you want things to change, that you want a good, you know, thing to come about, and it's going to happen for you.
And in the case of these unionized bus drivers, I'm sure they are paid quite well.
Very well.
And try to go out and find a real job where they're providing customers with a real product, trying to get paid that much. I think they should be worried that they actually have to go out and live
work.
The rest of us by working.
Yeah, that's part of it, is that they're afraid of losing the sweetheart deal that they've had for so long.
It's the same problems with the government unions and especially the teachers.
It's the same problem with a lot of established kind of jobs and industries as well. Look at the taxi drivers that are upset about Uber and Lyft bringing in new competition.
Oh, yeah, competition. Competition is the big one.
Right. So I agree with your sentiment on this, Sarah. I think that people shouldn't be afraid of the uncertain in the future. They should embrace it like you're talking about, Conan.
There's always a better mousetrap, and we should be looking to make our lives better by moving up and evolving.
But using the government, like universal basic income or universal health care, those are terrible ideas because those are always implemented through coercion and violence. And thank you for the call tonight. We got more coming up here. 855-450 free like freedom. And it's uncertain. We don't know what's around the corner. Maybe your calls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi, and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. He's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, discord.lrn.fm. And the Blink Home Security System is an Amazon product now. They bought it a couple of years ago, and they made it so that Blink works with Alexa, meaning that you can have the Blink motion-activated HD camera system wireless in your home, and you use your computer, your smart device, to access the system, and you can set it up in just moments. It is super easy to do. I've gone through the process here at the LRN studio. It's working, and it works well. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours and get 15% off of your system. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. No contracts, no subscriptions, and you get to monitor your home, and it'll send you clips whenever something happens in front of the cameras during the time frames you specify. You set it up how you want. blinkprotect.com/FTL, and get 15% off if you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Did we leave off somewhere, Conan? I think you kind of went through the Jedi code. You tore it up. You called these people hypocrites. You called the Jedi essentially as bad as, if not worse than the Sith, because you read the Sith code, which is sort of the opposite of the Jedi, supposedly. But the Sith actually have a freedom-sounding code. Oh, sorry, could I try that again?
The fact that the Jedi proclaim themselves the guardians of the galaxy... And then you go down this list, and it's like you know these points that prove otherwise. That in my book makes them worse because at least the Sith aren't proclaiming themselves to be crusaders, protecting the good and all. They're just like out there like, hey, I've got passions and I'm going to move on it. I'm going to do what I want. And I mean, if you get in my way, you might get trampled. But these, at least they're. At least they're truthful about it. At least they're not lying to the people that they're supposed to protect.
And we ended up going into touching on the Matrix and some other kind of adventure-y, action-y movies.
And wasn't there some kind of list? Did we go the whole way through that?
We got done with number one. They take little kids and they steal them from their parents.
Oh, this is the critique of the Jedi.
And they introduce them to their cult. They steal kids.
Did you want to go through that list?
I mean, I can go through it real quick.
Where was it from again?
This is from ScreenRant.com.
Okay.
Number 14.
This is the reasons why the Jedi
are bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 14, they're known liars.
Mm.
And I think probably the most notable time that there was a lie that was told was when Luke asked, what happened to my father? And Obi-Wan just came straight out and says, hey, your father was killed by Darth Vader. And then later on, and it was in 2, he came back and says, Obi, you lied to me, man. What was up with that? And Obi-Wan was like, from a certain point
because
of view.
Because, spoiler alert.
Right. So
if you haven't seen
Darth
him,
Vader is Luke's father.
Yeah, Sarah's not watching. Yeah, okay.
So what's the quote from V for Vendetta?
There's a lot of them. Yeah,
but
the big one is your government should be afraid of the people.
No, there's the one where Evie is talking to V about her parents. Where
this is one you've seen? You've seen this movie?
I've seen V for Vendetta numerous times.
Okay.
But there's the quote where she's talking about her parents, and they were performers, and performers use lies to tell the truth.
Hmm, okay.
That seems very fitting here. So, again, from a certain point of view, yes, Darth Vader did kill Anakin.
The good Anakin or whatever.
Well,
I see what you're saying there.
Number 13, I'm going to skip. They basically don't trust their Padawans.
What's a Padawan?
Padawans are their trainees, the next in line to become Jedi.
Okay.
Number 12.
Students.
Number 12.
They don't trust students.
They foster corruption and crush all those who oppose them. And this goes back to the separatists who basically seceded from the Republic. And no, we're not going to have that. We're gonna oppose you in every way, and we're gonna support everything that.
So the Jedi oppose the separatists.
Right.
Okay.
Number 11, they are oppressors and undermine democracy.
Well, oppressors bad, undermining democracy. Yeah. Well, whatever. Democracy is ultimately two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So
correct. Number 10, they think they're above the law.
We undermine democracy
so the
all the time here on Free Talk Live. Well, these are the cops, right? I mean, the Jedi are kind of like the cops, aren't they?
No. The Jedi were the rebels.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't. They were part of the Empire. They were the Empire of their time before it was actually taken over by the Bad Empire, when they became the Bad Empire.
They were the Republic.
Right.
Not the Empire.
Not the Empire.
So they were still sadist.
Yeah.
They were rebelling against the Empire.
Yeah. I guess.
They think they're above the law. They break the law when they choose to.
We are the law.
Like, for example, when they're taking out Palpatine.
Okay.
It's like they helped him up. They propped him up the whole time. And then decided, he's a bad guy. Let's go kill him.
Hmm.
Like, no courts. No warrants. He just went and...
Slash him.
Let's go, and of course, that blew up in their faces. Number 9, their unhealthy lifestyle breeds xenophobia.
I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what xenophobia is, but what's that in reference to? I'm just not, I'm sure many of our listeners are not aware enough about what the Star Wars movies' plots are. I mean, I've seen all of them, but even I don't remember all the plot intricacies, which is why I've been asking you questions all night tonight.
And these are they're lengthy explanations.
Yeah.
And
can you sum it up?
I can't sum this one up, except that, and this is where they talk about the Sith code. Number eight, they're elitists. This is you don't have the midichlorian count.
Ugh. What's that?
That's if you don't have the force, you can't be a part of our club.
I see. Okay.
They are militants who train terrorists. There have been, and maybe not in the
terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, right?
In the Clone Wars, they were actually going out and they were training the people, the public, to actually wage war against the separatists when they should have been doing it themselves. So yeah, they're just as bad as the CIA.
Damn.
They violate people against their will, and this one happens all the time. These are not the droids that you're looking for.
Right, where it's like a mind control, the Jedi mind control.
Obi-Wan at one point, Obi-Wan does it the most, it seems. He's like, after he gets attacked by a certain scumbag, he's like, you need to go home and rethink your life. I mean, there are lots and lots of situations where they wave their hand and try to manipulate weak-minded people. And it's not just, you know, people in the street, it's, you know, people in power, people in authority. And to have this power, I mean, this is something that is very easily, power corrupts. And I
sure
think,
does.
I think that there's a reason why these guys don't stay light as long as they should, and they do start to merge towards using their power to an even worse end.
Okay.
Number five, I'm going to skip. Number four, I'm going to skip. Number three, I'm also going to skip. Number two, they are selfish. And number one,
well, I mean, everybody's selfish.
And number one, they created Darth Vader, which is kind of what I was saying. The whole code, and you know,
he pushed back against the code.
It was their fault. It was you created this monster. Your Jedi code created this guy. What'd you expect?
So does that mean that the Jedi built the Death Star?
In a way, inadvertently, yeah, indirectly.
Mm. Well, use of force has unintended consequences, doesn't it?
It's all a cycle. I mean,
I think you mean use of the force.
We grew up watching the rebels regain their freedom, and how long do you think that's going to last?
Once the rebels are in charge, they'll become the state.
That's the way it works.
Right, and then you have a whiskey rebellion just a couple of years later because George Washington wants to impose taxes. I mean, Darth Solo wants to impose Imperial something.
All right, so since we're talking about pop culture, I've had this one in my show prep for a few days.
Is this the Netflix one?
Netflix headline from Reuters just a couple days ago. They're talking about allowing viewers, imagine this was Star Wars, what if the viewers could decide how the story ends?
This is like a choose-your-own-adventure book?
Exactly.
I read so many of those as a kid.
Do you support this idea?
No.
All right, so we're going to get into it here.
I'm interested in how this would work.
So we'll tell you a little bit more about it. Apparently, they also are going to be doing one in your Black Mirror show that you like, Daryl.
Yes.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever it is that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in lines. They're available to you any old time you want to join us over at discord.lrn.fm. Big thanks going out to Joe Maraca. Long time Free Talk Live supporter, amplifier. He's a platinum, which means he gives $25 per month to support us in advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. Joe actually goes all the way back to the original Sarasota, Florida days of the show. He's been listening for that long. I recognize his name from
an
way
old
back
timer.
Then. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, thanks, Joe, and thanks to all the other Free Talk Live amplifiers. There's approximately 200 of you. We'd love to have more if you're a supporter of the show. $5 a month is all we ask. Now, Joe's doing 25, but that's unusual. Most people do 5. A lot of folks do 10 as well. So 5 or 10 tends to be the most popular. But all we ask is 5, and it's a big, you know, much appreciated from us because it helps us promote Free Talk Live, get on new radio stations. We're calling stations this week to promote Free Talk Live as a replacement to Bob Brinker. So if you happen to be a talk radio listener where you live and you know that your station airs that show, the Brinker Money Talk show, well, they're not airing it anymore as of this weekend because this weekend was his last show. There may still be like a few weeks where they'll keep feeding old right. episodes or something like that, but stations are going to be looking for changes. And when stations are looking for changes, that's the time. That's you strike when the iron's hot.
Yep.
Although we strike multiple times a year because we want to keep ourselves in front of these
right.
stations.
And even though we weren't in the same time slot, that doesn't mean that some stations weren't delay broadcasting his
Brinker.
Show.
Right. So there could be live opportunities for us there, or there could be stations that'll just delay broadcast our show and put us in there. So if you want, one of the ways you can help amp the show besides actually giving $5 a month is to contact your local talk radio station and ask for Free Talk Live. If they don't air us at all, then and ask real nicely for them to air Free Talk Live, and especially if they happen to air the Bob Brinker Money Talk show on Sundays. That tends to be when most of the stations aired his show. Wouldn't hurt to ask if you've never called your local talk station before. If you've already called and asked, well, thank you.
if it's been a while, you might want to consider calling back. If, you know, it's been like a year or two or something like that, check back in with the program director and let them know that you still want to hear Free Talk Live. If you already get Free Talk Live on your local talk station, you're probably not getting seven nights a week, because most of our stations don't take every single night all 3 hours per night, although there are some. So that's another thing you can do. You can call and talk to the program director, tell them thanks for airing the show, and ask for more, because there's almost always more Free Talk Live that can go on the air.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah. And thank you, Joe, and the rest of the Free Talk Live amplifiers for supporting our show. You get perks as an amplifier, so if you want to get signed up, jump on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, BTC, and then get access to the cool perquisites that you get because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only call-in lines. There's the supporters chat rooms on our Discord chat. Get all the details over at Amp, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Netflix apparently announcing, let's see here, they are developing specials that will allow their users to choose how a television episode or a movie will end as it pushes further into interactive television.
All right, so aren't alternative endings kind of already a thing for movies?
Not officially. I mean, there are movies that are filmed with different endings, but then they test market and they find out which one is the, you know, the most popular.
Right, and sometimes the DVD will wind
will
up having,
yeah,
here's five other alternative endings.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so instead of showing you, here's the ending that wound up having the most, you know, popular reviews or whatever, at some point, you know, you push a little button for, I want ending number four.
Yeah, well, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about allowing users to actually choose their ending of the thing that they're watching. And, you know, there's not a whole lot here as far as details. They do mention that they earlier have already released an animated program called Puss in Book, where viewers could choose alternative endings of the same show. The first project of the new lineup is expected to be released by the end of this year, and Netflix's popular sci-fi show, Black Mirror, will feature an episode under this Choose Your Ending project. Now, is it just going to be a chosen ending, or will it be other choices the audience can make during the program? Obviously, the more choices, the more complicated, you know, the filming is. Years ago, there were video games that did this, actually.
Not years ago. This is video games. Games. This is what video games do. They are interactive. You're actually a part of them. It seems to me that Netflix is actually moving to that.
But years ago, there was a type of video game called full motion video. And
yeah, it's called Dragon's Lair.
That was a long time ago. That was in the 1980s.
But it is probably the best.
But that's the first example, probably the best first example of one of these choose-your-own-adventure being a video game kind of thing. In that case, it was animation.
Right.
Don Bluth, actually a very well-known animator, the same guy that did American Tail. I think that was what it was called, right, with the Mouse family back in the 1990s. Anyway, these are very popular games, and for good reason. They're interesting. But with that game, basically if you make the wrong choice, you die. In a narrative plot format, it could just simply result in the narrative plot ending in a completely different way. So it's not quite the same thing. It takes an element from that. But ultimately, my question is this something that you want? Is this something that, I mean, there's going to be people who want this, but
nobody wanted an iPhone until Apple made it and put it on the market.
I guess when I first saw that headline, the first thing I thought was that in today's world, you have people who live in their bubbles and they don't want the answers to certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought was, well, the show was good to go, the Black Mirror episode or whatever was good to go, but they got to the last 5 minutes and they want to go one direction, and one type of person is going to go one direction, the other is going to go the other, and they don't want to make a sticky road. They want the decision that will make them happy. So some people, like, you've got the 80s American movies where the good guy always might have got his butt handed to him here and there, but he always won in the end. He always defeated the bad guy. And then you've got Game of Thrones. And no one wins. I mean, everyone loses. I mean, it's almost the new genre in its own right where, you can be the good guy, you can make all the right decisions, and you can not have any luck, and the gods have decided, nope, you're not going to win this battle. Sorry, brah.
Now, I will say that if I were allowed to choose a different ending to I Am Legend, I totally would.
The Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Maybe,
I forget what happens.
Yeah,
so spoiler alert, what happens in that movie?
He blew himself up.
Yeah, maybe more like the end of the original book. The book is, it's a very easy to read masterpiece. It's only 80 pages. I'm Legend's a great.
Does he make it up to Vermont with?
I'm not going to. I will not spoil this one because it's easy enough that our listeners can just jump on there and read it.
The movie is different than the book.
I've actually been considering narrating.
The ending is different than the
movie. Whole book is pretty much different.
Is that right?
Not just the color of their skin. The whole thing. It's just been bastardized. The best word for that movie.
I don't. As far as this idea of audience choosing the endings. Doesn't it take away from the creative purpose of these things to
as an artist, it can, unless you've created art to be touched and manipulated and felt, and
it is its own art form, no doubt about it.
There are artists
that
do that.
Hold on, at the same time, it actually requires more creativity to come up with. All right, so what are like three or four different ways we could end this?
I mean, that's what they do anyway. They come up with different ideas frequently, and then they talk about where they should go. But it takes away the decision from the artist as far as what they think the best, you know, ending or the best narrative should be, and it puts it in the hands of the audience. It totally subverts the way, and that may or may not be a bad thing. I kind of feel like I'm against this generally because when I'm watching a show or a movie, I want to have whoever that artist is, that creator, show their creation, and I want to have an opinion about it.
Yep.
Now they're saying you get to pick whatever the ending you want to be, obviously from the endings they supply you with, so it's still going to be their creations that you're picking.
Right.
But it seems to take away some sort of intangible creation.
But you play these very well-produced, very well-constructed video games.
Yeah.
Fallout New Vegas is a prime example. The Fallout series is a prime example where you have so many options.
But you can play your
character the way that you want.
That's what you're looking for when you play that game.
Why not have it with a movie as well?
Yeah,
or
show? I hope this doesn't take off and become popular because I don't want that from a movie or a show. Generally, I want to be entertained.
I don't see how they could do it with movies that wind up going to theater.
Well, actually, years ago, they had something. There was actually experimental theaters where they actually had a votable system in a theater where audience could vote on what they
allegedly.
Democracy movie.
Well, no, they actually did have that. And I wish we could talk more about it. We're out of time here tonight. You can join us tomorrow.
I don't doubt that they let people push buttons.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a legit system. But tomorrow night, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Then there was Clue, the movie in the 1980s that did an interesting thing, but we can't tell you about it right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.